This is Twit.
In a little bit of ransomware news, Reval may finally actually be gone for good. The Reval gang has once again shut themselves down, this for the second time, but if we're to believe its new leader, this is it. In a message posted on an underground Russian language hacking forum, which was translated into English for the rest of us, the group's new leader, who uses the handle numeric0_NEDAY, which I guess you're supposed to see as one day, even though it leads with a zero, so I guess that's supposed to be clever. Anyway, we'll call him one day, posted that they lost control over their Tor-based domains. And of course, that ain't supposed to happen. As we know, the group shut down without any notice previously for the first time on July 13th this year, coincident with one of their affiliates having attacked Kaseya's servers over the 4th of July U.S. holiday weekend and hitting thousands of businesses, thus being called the largest set of ransomware attacks in history, which, not surprisingly, drew a great deal of unwanted attention. Later, we learned that the decision to shut down operations was taken by the group's then leader, known as the four uppercase initials UNKN, I guess thus pronounced unknown, who took down servers and disappeared. He absconded with the group's finances, which left them unable to pay many of their affiliates, which are other groups who are helping Reval execute attacks and splitting the profits, as we know. Okay, so then early last month, the group minus unknown made a formal return using the same name Reval to prove they were the same group as before. This new Reval incarnation, really just a, you know, turn things back on version of the previous one, restored all of their former Tor-hosted portals, such as their victim payment extortion portal and their data leak site. As soon as they returned, the group's members began launching new attacks, and we talked about the return of Reval. But last Sunday, 2 days ago, in a series of messages spotted by an analyst who's with Recorded Future, the group's new admin, that guy calling himself One Day, said that a third party had compromised their Tor-based portal. He posted, quote, and this is the English translation, "The server was compromised and they were looking for me," he said. Quote, "To be precise, they deleted the path to my hidden service in the Tor RC file and raised their own so that I would go there." Yeah. So
wouldn't they have to have access, physical access to the machine, or at least change that RC file? They'd have to be in there.
It's a big deal. So One Day was saying that someone had created a clone of the legitimate Reval Tor backend panel in the hopes of luring him and then catching him. And that was enough. You know, already things were not going well for the Reval gang, as they were still dealing with the fallout following their July shutdown and the theft of the affiliate funds. Several affiliates were still trying to recover funds stolen by the unknown guy, and the group's developers were also accused of hiding a back door inside their code. The back door allegedly allowed the Reval admins to provide decryption keys to victims directly, thus cutting the affiliates out of the loop, and, you know, both for negotiations and payment. So, you know, basically their cred was in trouble, since, you know, the cyber criminal underworld is primarily driven, such as it is, by reputation and trust. What was that about honor among thieves? this may have been inevitable with, you know, the writing already being on the wall for what one day decided to do, now declaring that he has shut down the operation permanently rather than deal with the gang's ever-increasing reputational trouble, which probably became unsurvivable. The recorded future analyst who did the decryption of the posting told The Record, quote, "I really hope we just witnessed an offensive operation by the U.S. government. That's how you deal with cyber criminals, using their own methods against them. Release the hounds." So
it does sound like it might be law enforcement that was setting up
a
trap, right?
Yes, I think, you know, we've seen with things like, you know, surprising removals of cryptocurrency from wallets, which isn't supposed to be possible. You know, it's certainly not easy, you know, and you know, I don't think we would our government would claim to do something that it didn't do. And the FBI clearly stated that they recovered, unquote, recovered funds from that were tied to the Kaseya attacks. Mm-hmm. So those were Reval and or affiliate funds. So
good. I hope it was. I hope it was. Yeah.
Yeah.